finish each other's sandwiches. It's a quote from our favorite show. Finish each other's sandwiches. So now we claim it for our own. As we always think the same. So for now, that's the name.
Don't you fucking seed of doubt us.
I didn't realize you hit record.
This is that's how I always do it.
Hi, we're Finish Each Other's
Sandwiches.
This is Joe.
I kind of want
this is I'm you can't see it, but I'm pointing.
Is Joe.
I was thinking,
you're introducing me
to yourself.
So then I'm supposed to say this is Grace,
but right.
My immediate narcissistic self is like, that is me. You're right. This is me.
She's right.
Like, I'm just like, yeah, she introduced me and that's it. And that's the beginning of the
show.
That's
all that matters. And that's the beginning and the end, then all that will ever be.
Then all that will ever be.
Be all that you can be. Sorry.
Is that Army?
Yes. I don't know why I remember
This would
that.
Be good for Army.
This could be good for Army. Well, I'm Grace.
Ugh,
I'm Grace.
Yes.
Oh, no, not on this one.
Yeah. What?
In this podcast...
That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey. Oh, God. Nazavenia.
Found this new Latin setting on my drum pad, so I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you? How's everybody been?
Did everybody have a good new year and happy holidays?
New Year's Eves. We worked a lot. And
we did.
Then we went to a show and it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing too crazy. Hope everyone had a fun one. Didn't have either a major hangover the next day or get any shenanigans that got them hurt.
Hope you weren't walking in an alleyway in heels and slipped and fell and hit your head on a dumpster.
Let me tell you how we were sitting in the van watching all these drunk girls with the high heels
before you judge us based on this statement.
No, it doesn't matter. I want them to judge us. We're walking, watching them walk over like the snow and ice with their heels on and their mini skirts coming out of the party at 1:30 in the morning. And just like we're watching it like commentating sports. We're like, and then she's going to take a left and go down the second. She's gone!
Flat on her face.
We were so excited. We're watching it. We're like, come on, fall. Yeah!
Oh, she's going down. Because, they would start to go and it just snowed. So everything was, iced over. And they're walking and they're, Bambi on the pond. That's frozen. They're like, and then their, legs are slipping and some of them are going down just a little bit. One girl just totally went down.
Took a dive.
Freaking on her
face. And then
face.
We cheered like someone got a touchdown.
Yeah. In a way, it was like we had a touchdown in our lives.
It touched down our lives.
Touched down on our souls.
Touched down by an angel.
Just gonna say, this is the prequels to Angels in the Outfield, Angels in the End Zone.
This is our life. Welcome to it.
Speaking of our life, Joe and I got married recently, and we did something ourselves. I moved here a few months ago, back in the spring, and. It's just been wonderful. It's been great. We've been having an amazing time and growing together and living our lives here. And
that's what she said.
So that is.
Does that apply there? Does that joke apply?
Is this legitimate?
Is that applicable?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make that word longer and longer every time I say it.
Applicable. It's you roll your R like Spanish. You're like applicable. That's not an R.
So we got married. And we are now married, and this is, I'm Joe James, and that's Grace James.
Yeah, I changed my name.
Finish each other's sandwiches.
Finish each other's last names.
Finish each other's names, because it's the same last name.
Because it doesn't matter, because it's the same answer either way. All of the above, James.
So we have some stories and jokes to talk about that are all marriage related or somehow like that. So we're going to go into that in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But we just wanted to briefly be like, oh, look, we got
married.
This
is what we did, yeah.
So now we are that. With that podcast where we're a married couple that do a podcast together.
But we were doing this anyway before we got married.
It's true.
And we had been having such a great time and we knew we just didn't want to not be married anymore. And
yeah.
Neither of us have big families or families that live anywhere close to us. So
We just went and got married.
We wanted to wait for the first snow. And when it
snowed, yeah, that was the other thing. Like, we were like, oh, we got rings. We were planning it. And then we were like, we don't want to set a date. We just wanted to do something. Yeah, and then we were like, the first day of the year that it snows, we'll go to the courthouse that day and get married. And we woke up and it was snowing. And my roommate and friend, Lewis, text me. He's like, is this today?
Is it happening?
Is it really happening? And we're both like, fuck it. Yeah, it's happening.
It was a Monday afternoon and we got married
and went to the courthouse. And now, like, we considered our anniversary or whatever is going to be whenever the first snowfall of the year is.
Of the winter of that year. So not, you know, yeah.
What is it going to, if it snows in August, that's the first snowfall.
It did snow in May here this year.
That's not the first.
I know.
It has to be.
But what did you?
I guess I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. The first snowfall of the year. Because
my birthday is on January 1st. My anniversary is on January 1st.
A guy that he doesn't like to remember dates, so he just makes all of his anything on the first of the year.
You got it scheduled on the first. So it's New Year's, day I'm open.
New Year's, his birthday. I don't know how he changed his birthday, or he just had that birthday. His anniversary, all are January 1st. He's like, the first of the first year, the first day of the first that month of the year, that's everything. We celebrate everything that one day.
You want to see me, you got to see me on the first. That's the only day I can do it. That's it. Otherwise, I'm booked up. 364. Come on. Okay. So anyway, so we got married, and it was, since we went to the courthouse, it was astoundingly easy. We filled out the application online. We went there like an hour before they closed, walked in, took a number. No, we didn't even take a number. We did take a number.
Yeah, but we got called in immediately.
They're like, here, just walk back here. Okay, let me see both your IDs. You know, fill out this paper. And then we filled out the marriage license. This scroll with like quilled ink all over it. And like the big letters. It looked
also
like
the lady,
exactly.
The lady that married us was exactly like Ethel Beavers from Parks and Rec.
100. We were just married by Ethel
We just
Beavers.
Kept going, oh my God, I can't believe we got married by Ethel Beavers.
And
I don't even know you.
What are you talking about?
That's exactly how she was like.
And she,
it made it so good.
And we were being so loud and obnoxious, of course, and just making endless jokes. And she was just sitting there. And then eventually we got her to crack up and start to laugh at us.
It took a while. But
we were the only ones there, and we were throwing confetti and laughing. And we both have extremely loud laughs. And everyone was just looking at us like, what are these people doing? Lewis was wearing his Budweiser shorts.
After every podcast, I have to go back and edit down all of our laughs. Like, I have to go in and physically bring all those like frequencies.
It's the only
down,
reason we mix
so
anything.
Otherwise, I'd be able to just post it, no problem. But of course, we laugh way too loud.
We should
loud.
Just stop laughing. Anyway, so we went in there and we went through the process. It probably took us like 15 minutes altogether. We raised our right hands. We made the vow. Then we signed it, and then that was it. And they say, we now declare you legally married. And then they said our names. And they it was sweet. They took our picture and we signed something that had everybody's name on it in Denver who'd gotten married recently. Super easy. And so was changing my name. Apparently you can just go show them your marriage license and you can even choose your new middle name.
Yeah, she went to the Social Security office and they were like, she was like, I want it to be Lorraine in the middle. And like, okay, Grace Lorraine James. And she's like, yeah, it's like, okay. And there's print
that
out.
Was
new
it.
That was it. That's
And
that's
I didn't
her
even wait.
Name.
I took a number and sat down just like getting married.
Yeah. And it was like nothing. So like those two things, incredibly easy. Getting married, changing your name. You like, oh, you want to share your life with somebody? That's fantastic. It's no problem. This is easy. Now, the other thing was us signing her up for my car insurance.
We were sharing
and then
the
also
car.
Going to the DMV and changing over like her car, her license and stuff like that.
With my new name.
Was like the most like disastrous experience that we've ever had. It's like they were like asking like the most ridiculous questions. They
at
needed
the DMV.
All
yeah.
kinds of insane mm-hmm. amounts of proof. They're like, oh, what was your first childhood's pet's favorite toy? You're like, wait, what? And like,
when did you first get your license? What city did you purchase your car in?
We need a copy of your first grade report card from your second half of the year.
We read that you weren't too into arts and crafts. What's that about, Grace?
How many after school activities were you involved in?
How many colleges did you apply to after high school?
It was ridiculous. I'm like, oh, let me just sign her up for my insurance. That shouldn't take long.
No.
And it was like this huge process.
I had
like
to go find my old licenses and scan them and all this stuff. Like, thank God I had them.
The other thing was the DMV. We go to the DMV and it was like, oh, we have her marriage license. We have the social security card with her new name on it. And all we want to do is get a new license. Now, you know, the new Colorado license.
I already have one. Just
with
change
it. With her last name changed. Like, that's it. And it was like, no, you need this. You need this proof.
Oh my God.
We can't change your middle name. Everything was a disaster.
We waited like 4 hours.
So basically, if you want to share your life with somebody and you want to like share money and
split
possessions
everything.
And everything that involves in your life, no problem. Here, take it. You're
takes
good
30
to
minutes.
Go.
We pay $30 in and out.
Oh, you want to maybe sometimes drive the same car? We need your firstborn.
I'm sorry. You just wanted to change one small detail. Let's go back and discuss your childhood traumas. Like, let's relive this. Why am I laying on this couch? Why does my head feel so funny? And then also at the DMV, I was an organ donor and I just, you know, put that on there. And they're like, after this whole 4 hour process, they're still asking me for things. And they're like, would you like to donate any money to the American Heart Association? I'm like, they get my organs. Is that not enough? What else do you want? I'm not fucking Frankenstein over here. What are you talking about? I don't
you can have
organs.
My organs, but you want me to also pay you?
To
on
take
top
my
of
organs?
The fact that you're taking my organs?
You sick, you psycho.
You monster. Frankenstein's monster.
Frankenstein's monster.
Also, the passport. We looked into getting a new passport, which that's like the one thing that's going to like cost a stupid
oh
amount
my God.
Of money.
You just replaced the whole
name.
Thing.
But yeah, you have to get like a whole new brand new thing. But the thing we realized when we were looking at like, you know, all the details and stuff like that, it was like, oh, if you get a new passport, they can ship it to you like overnight. You could basically get a passport in one night. And it's like, oh, you changed your name and you got a new passport overnight. That's not suspicious.
Oh, you need to change your identification overnight, an international passport, so you can travel out of the country within that day. We're going to need to talk about this. Like, that was the exact plot of The Bourne Identity. But no problem. And then it was like overnight for like, you know, an extra $10. And you know, super, super easy.
So if you know, if you ever really want to change your name, get a passport and flee the country.
Yeah.
You can totally do it.
But if you're bringing breast milk on the plane, we need to hold you because you're possibly a terrorist. We don't trust that. That's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
Red flag. Thank God. Whoa. You got the groove.
Welcome, SPDS. You got the groove.
There we go.
Oh.
I was like, I'm going to hit every single one before I find it. I always forget where they're at.
That's okay. It makes it way better when we don't know what's going to happen.
There's 9 different possibilities in this one setting.
Actually, maybe tonight was a popular word choice. And the chances.
We're 1 in 8.
Yeah, there you go.
We went on a honeymoon, mm-hmm. Which was to the mountains after we got married, and we wanted to go to the mountains.
Something low key.
What we do.
Her wedding was $30.
Like, what do? We went and like we stayed at we found the cheapest cabin we could find out, and I think it was in Silverthorne.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, we'll hang out in Frisco, Breckenridge, Silverthorne. If you're in Colorado, you know where all those are. They're really close to each other.
Or if you have Google Maps.
So we wanted to do like just some like touristy like little things in those areas because they're fun. Then so we went cross-country skiing. We went on like a sleigh ride, mm-hmm. that was with hot chocolate and stuff. That
oh,
was really
yeah.
cute. And that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we went on, we did tubing, which was a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh, that was so much fun.
We should put that video up.
We should. That would be funny.
YouTube of us tubing.
And of course, we always try to go to breweries like we've talked about and distilleries. And we went to like 3. And
Breckenridge Distillery is awesome.
Breckenridge Distillery is awesome. We had a great time there. Delicious. And a lot of these places have food. So we ate and, you know, just like hung out in the town or whatever. But so most of it wasn't about the stay in the cabin because we camp a lot. So it didn't really matter if we were staying indoors. We're like, oh, indoor plumbing? We're spoiled kings. Like, this is wonderful. So we just got some place that was like cheaper because most of the things we'd be doing would be outside. So
yeah.
We left that night and we're driving into the mountains, which, you know, it was getting dark sooner and it had been snowing and stuff. And we took our time and we got to the office and we just figured we'd pick up the key in the out, you know, that box and then go on up to the room or whatever. But the door was locked and no one was there. And it turns out it wasn't the right office. We had to go to the town next door. So
yeah.
We had to like
basically
drive
it was
back.
The first half of a romantic comedy. Everything was going
like,
wrong.
Finally, we get to relax. We're like, oh boy, geez, oh, nothing's right. My hair is like all tuffled.
Yeah,
and
it was
like
Meet the Fockers.
Yeah, you just can't get it right.
Everything is just going wrong. And so like we couldn't find, we finally call the place. They're like, oh, we don't have your record. So we called another place. They're like, yeah, the office is like a town over. So we had to go drive all the way back down, go to the next town. We finally get the key, go back. Then we're looking for the place.
Up this mountain.
You put in the GPS. It brings us to another place that wasn't it. We had to keep driving like miles down
up
this
down.
Like dark, like windy road. And like it was just like everything was going wrong. It was literally ridiculous.
Like if this had been a romantic comedy, we would have broken down on the side of the road, found some like effed up haunted house, and then got like stuck in some like weird love triangle with like inbred hippies. Like it was the exact plot of Wanderlust.
It was ridiculous.
But so finally.
Everything was going wrong.
We couldn't get a break.
So now we finally have the key. We finally get to the actual cabin.
Like
we
2 hours up, later.
We get it. I'm like, let's get in this friggin' place and just sit down and relax for a few. So we like grab all the bags and stuff like that. I go into the house. I have some of the bags. I go in. We unlock. No problem. Go in. Put it down. Coming out, I'm like, oh man, these stairs are pretty slippery. And I go down to get another bag and she comes out behind me and I'm like at the car and all I hear is do-do-do-do-do-do. And I hear like, oh. And I'm just like, what the hell? I look back and she had just fallen down the stairs.
No, it was like 10 stairs.
Oh my God. I'm like, how can anything else go wrong? Like this is a joke. Like we're like in some sort of like either a show or like a prank show or something where everything goes wrong on your
Ashton.
Vacation. Is Ashton here?
Ashton. So then we like, I get up. I've like fell down like 10 or more stairs like on the ice. I'm like crying and laughing at the same time.
She fell on her butt and then went down the whole thing on her butt. It's like,
my butt was like, I immediately started to bruise.
It was like if a cartoon cat had fallen downstairs.
And then I landed and like birds were flying around my head.
See? See what we do? Everything's a cartoon. But if we watch a cartoon, it can't be. When we watch it, we just turn it to reality.
Can I please? What we watch, it can't be. What we see, we turn into reality.
Nope.
So anyway, we got ourselves collected. We brought our things in, and there was like a pool and like a hot tub nearby with a sauna. So we're like, forget it. Let's just relax.
Let's go
have like whiskey by the pool. Let's just like have some fun.
So we're sitting in the hot tub and then it's like we put the heat on in the cabin and stuff like that. And just, we're relaxing. But
we were going to sit down to read our vows to each other. So we were like getting it nice and calm and romantic and stuff.
It's all like dark. And then like I get up to just change the music. And the next thing I know, I'm on the fucking floor. And she's like, Joe, are you okay? I'm like, what? What the hell happened? I passed out.
He fainted.
I got overheated from like the stupid hot tub and the heat in the cabin like that.
It was awful.
This is ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
Everything that could go wrong was going wrong.
It was like the first day of our honeymoon and like us just relaxing. And like we had been lost. We'd been sent to the wrong place. I fell down a flight of stairs. He passed out. Yeah. Like it's absurd.
It was like National Lampoon's honeymoon.
Yeah, basically. National Lampoon's the honeymoon.
Like we had all like the things going wrong. Then it was like also slapstick comedy where like you're like, oh, let's read our vows. And I'm like, oh, and I faint to the floor.
and then like your legs go up above your head. And I'm like, Joe, what's wrong?
Yeah. It was seriously like a comedy.
One thing after the other. I can't believe it. But the next day, it was pretty funny. And the next day we relaxed and everything was awesome. And we just laughed about it, obviously, even though we both had like serious health concerns. Like he passed out. We'd been drinking alcohol. Not because he was drunk. It was like he was just hot. Like
I wasn't drinking enough water. That was part of it too.
And so, I mean, he was standing there and he was talking to me and I saw he had his back to me and he started to lean back and I thought he was making a joke. Like we always pretend things happen. And then he just kept falling and he broke a glass. And I was like, my husband had a heart attack in our honeymoon. Like, this is what's happening in my life. Speaking of health, natural birth.
Oh, yeah. So these are some jokes we made like as if, you know, like, so you, along with marriage, you know, most people ask like, oh, you're going to have babies. Oh, these are babies. And it's like, you know, down the road. Yeah. But like right now we're just being married.
Yeah.
But they were like, whatever. So we started talking about just like, you know, having babies and baby talk and stuff like that. And it came up. I was like, I work at a hospital and stuff like that. So I'm used to like hospital stuff.
Yeah.
And it came up like, she's like, oh, well, I'm trying to have a natural birth. And I was just, and like, I don't know. It's very unlike you, I feel like, to say something like that. But at the same time, I was just like, I was like immediately just like,
he was not on board.
It's not like hippy dippy. I don't give a shit. Like whatever, however you want to be. If you want to be natural earth, or if you want to go to a hospital, it's not that mentality.
No.
In my head, I'm just like, good God, the pain.
I just didn't want an epidural. I thought I don't need a home birth.
That's the only thing, though. That's the one thing I'd want for you to have.
But you know what it is? For me, it's just, I always want to try something. Like with skiing, I'm like, nope, I'm going to give this 100%. I'm going to be good at it. Like with birth, I'm like, I need to see what this is like. I need to give it my best to try to do it.
But you know me. All I think in my head is just like, it's just the most painful thing you'll ever go through. If you can have a little bit of help, like, wouldn't you want that? But this is a guy. You know, they always say, like, guys can't handle pain the way that females can. And so, like, I think of it, I'm like, oh, God, no, give me all the drugs. I want to be comfortable laying up in a nice, like, you know, hotel-styled hospital room and just relax and give me all the drugs. I won't even feel it. Pull that thing out of me. We're done.
Pull that thing out of me. There you go.
That's like the way tooth. I imagine. If you can make it like that, why not? But at the same time, I'm not. I don't know.
So he was joking with me, saying that after I'm actually in pain, he's like, "Yeah, we'll see." He's like, "I'll record you saying I want a natural birth, and I'll be there screaming giving birth." And he's just playing it over and over, like, "I want a natural birth." No. It's like, "I want a natural birth."
Yeah, I have a tape recorder because
he's from like the 80s.
And keep playing it. I want a natural birth.
And then I'm like, and then that's like another romantic comedy. I'm like, Joe James. And you're like, what? And all the nurses are like, boy, your husband's real crazy. And I'm like, tell me about it. Oh, boy. Dun, dun, oh, God.
Another thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to bring that laugh down. When they listen to it, we will listen to it. Like when you listen to it, you'll hear sometimes a laugh. It'll sound like it's really far in the background, or like that we leaned back, like conscious of the mic, and we were like, oh, ha, ha, ha. That's not the case. I have to bring it down so much that it's so drastic and it sounds like it's far away.
I know.
So anytime where you hear a laugh really far away, that was a regular laugh.
Yeah.
So loud in the mic that I literally have to reverse the amount that it is.
So we went to a
burlesque show. We talked about that in, I think, the Halloween one.
Yeah, yeah.
But we went to that. And one of the jokes we made on that one was... When we were there, I was like, oh, like
they were calling girls,
watching
the
girls being, you know, sexy. They're taking off their clothes, but it's like, you know, in a
it's classy.
Classy, almost. It's a cool way.
It was fun.
It wasn't
was
a strip club.
No.
But it's like you're watching them just like having fun.
They're
and
not
to
naked.
Music and
like
stuff
they're covered
like that.
Up. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's cute. And they just do a little dance and like there's nerdy themes to it. We talked about it.
Yeah.
It was, we'll put something up again.
But I was like,
yeah.
Oh, I was like, of course, our voice is always default on a New York voice, but it's like, oh, honey, you should go up there and show them your goods, show them what you got. And she's like, okay, and goes up and starts like dancing, and then like everyone's like clapping and cheering,
and
I'm like,
he's jealous,
and I'm like, hey, stop looking at that's my wife.
Don't look at my wife.
What are you doing looking at my wife? And I run out and cover. It's like, you told me to come up here.
Hey, that's my wife.
That's my wife. Stop looking at her.
Now, this summer, Harrison Ford and that's my wife. Don't look at my wife. The Suicide Girls, they took my wife. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, my God. What's another one? Oh, so we have another joke was like a husband and wife fighting. But it was not one night when we were a little intoxicated on hallucinogens. We were looking at we have a snow globe. And it was like a snow globe and like a little frosty snowman guy. And I was sitting there looking at it, and it was just checking it out, seeing it was, you know,
maybe it didn't look
that normal in an everyday setting. And I'm looking at it and staring at it for a few minutes. And then like Grace started talking to me. And then I'll be like, ah, come on. You always interrupt me. I'm trying to watch my programs. But like looking at the snow globe, no, I'm not watching TV. There's nothing on.
Like,
I was like intently watching nothing. And like, it's like, hey, what? I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss when something happens.
I had clearly interrupted like a very deeply personal and like experience for him. Like I sat down and we were like hallucinogenics had kicked in a little bit. First time, whatever. Anyway, we were just looking at it and I'm like, oh, something to him. And he's like, you got to talk while I got the programs on. I want to see what happens. And then cut to just a snow globe and a snowman just sitting next to each other with no movement whatsoever.
Also, we talked about how because the TV was off.
Yes.
The TV was off and we were sitting there talking, but we were also kind of like just chilling out. Like experiencing it. And like we imagine like what if Lewis walks in the house.
We were sitting
sitting there intently watching nothing.
Well,
like what would they think?
We had only had
and we're like,
yeah.
Shh, can you keep it down?
I'm trying to watch. And we're just sitting in darkness with only like the Christmas lights on. And we're just sitting there in the darkness by ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Like no lights were on. No lights were on except for the Christmas lights.
Oh, music.
Or music. No, no.
No, because we had music on before, but we didn't have music on that time. And we were just sitting there quietly,
oh,
just
no, no,
looking.
No. There was music. It was Christmas music.
Oh, that's right. We listened to Christmas music for like 8 hours straight.
Oh, yeah. It was just Christmas music on. And we were like, what if someone walks in and we're just sitting in the dark listening to Christmas music?
Joe and Grace
music.
Have fucking lost their minds.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what made it even funnier was the Christmas music was playing.
For that long.
Oh, stay you.
I just want to point out that we unintentionally created our own theme song. Not the one that we intentionally wrote. The unintentional one was the pattern in which we hit those
oh,
pads.
Yeah. I always
it's like,
hit
but
the
it's
same
funny
because
I expect it. And there's no reason it needs to always be the same, but we always do it the yep. same way because it sounds so good that way.
I love that one. That's our transition music. Oh my God. It should be consistent.
It is. Oh.
We did. There was one where we tried different ones and I didn't like it.
No, you're right.
I listened
you're
back
right.
and I was like, I don't like that. I like our old one.
But it's so funny how that happened, right?
I know.
You know what I mean?
So we make fun of each other all the time because that's what we do. And we live basically like we're an old married couple already. I'll
Since
say stuff. And she's like,
Joe James.
And so we just like tease each other all the time. We say things wrong constantly. I say things wrong.
He says the wrong word for things all the time.
I will do that. There's definitely evidence of it within these podcasts.
I'll just shake my head.
I'll say something. And I'm like, you know what I mean.
But I do know what he
means. It always means the same thing, except it's like a slightly different.
But we lovingly call each other out.
All the time. But we saw the Misfits. Recently, and the only awesome. Remaining member of the Misfits is Jerry Only. Now, his name isn't actually Jerry Only. It's Jerry something or whatever. But, like, I forget how it got misinterpreted, but his name got put as Jerry Only. So he's been Jerry Only as long as he's been in the Misfits.
Yeah.
But, like,
we saw them and I was
she's terrible
about
with names. Like, she'll always forget the name of an actor or something like that.
Or I'll confuse them.
Yeah, like, just combining names and stuff like that.
Which is weird because I remember books really well and, like, details. And he makes fun of me for always recapping because I remember everything and I listen.
Yeah,
but I just forget names
and stuff. I don't know what it
of
is.
Of actors, people I know. But actors, I'm like, who's that actor? Matthew McConaughey? He's like, no, that's Ed Norton or something. I always mess up people.
you kind of remember names, but you usually mix them up with faces and stuff. But
yeah.
She was like, she's like, you know, the guy, she was like, oh, you know, the Misfits guy, the Gary Oley. Like, Gary Oley? I'm like, that sounds like an old Italian guy.
It's your favorite uncle, Gary Oley.
It's me, Gary Oley.
Come here, give me a kiss.
It's
your favorite uncle.
And I'm like, you mean Jerry Only? And you're like, you know what I mean.
You know.
Gary Oley.
But it's one word, so the joke is Gary Oley.
Gary
Oley. And he's like super Italian, and he's just your uncle. He comes over, he's got like spaghetti stains on himself. He's like, come here, give me a kiss, sit on my lap. You're getting so big. Like, super Italian.
You know you love your uncle Gary Oley.
Did you get that money I sent you?
So clearly our go-to is
default
is like New York Italian voices, and it's just what we do because it's the funniest to us, and the easiest for us to do because we've known so many people that sound like that.
All of our dad inspirations from Long Island.
Yeah. And we were talking about a bunch. But we have basically, we almost have like an entire Italian family's worth of characters.
Yeah, we've created all these jokes and characters throughout the years, really, of like just specific characters who have certain traits, and they're always that voice. So we decided that we had enough of them now to make like a family. So we assigned like this family roles in a pseudo sitcom of like Italian brothers and sisters and uncles.
As if like, you know how this, oh my God, what a horrible like
go ahead.
Association, but it's the George Lopez show. Oh. But imagine that, but with Italian people, not Spanish people. So all the jokes are highly Italian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's just like anytime, like it's like, oh, spaghetti, I got lasagna on me. Oh, pizza, I got to put the pizza in the oven.
Ma, you're the best.
Everything is very, very like overly Italian.
So we had a when we were talking about doing the hallucinogens, one
George Lopez show.
We decided maybe one day to do that, to take them, and it was both of our real first experiences with it. And we decided to just record the podcast and just make kind of some structure, but just make jokes and kind of see what would happen. So in this podcast, we talked about this whole Italian family. And like gave them like background stories and details and just kind of joked around. So
yeah, it's we're gonna so just briefly, yeah. So we talk mostly about this Italian family and this. Basically, we considered it a bonus podcast. Like we're not going to release this as like a themed thing. We're just going to talk and make jokes. And we ended up making the whole thing was just us talking about this Italian family that we made up. So it's an Italian sitcom, and then we talk about all the different characters on the show and stuff like that. Uh-huh. But that's a separate podcast, which we're going to put up.
A little surprise.
Pretty much directly after this one, just as like a bonus cast thing.
Bonus cast.
Applicable.
Anyways, that's that.
But that's pretty much it. This has been Finish Each Other's Sandwiches. And
thank you guys so much for listening. We've had our 10th episode the other day, so hope everyone stays tuned for all the awesome jokes we have.
To and fro.
Rock
to and fro your entertainment.
To and fro your laugh.
Fro-yo. Fro your health.
Ew, the worst.
Thanks for listening. This was Marriage Cast. We talked about a bunch of stupid little jokes we made after we got married. And we're glad that everybody that listens is having a good time and usually asks for more. And we're going to keep going with this.
We appreciate it.
We keep saying we're going to have guests, which we are.
We're trying.
It's just, you know.
You guys should tell us if you want to be on the show.
It's like, it's just a matter of syncing up everyone's schedules and stuff
really
like
is.
That. So this is hopefully the last one we'll do without guests for a little while. And now you've gotten to know us a little bit more and all of our little stories and jokes and stuff like that. And hopefully we get to share them with a bunch of people.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Enjoy your lives.
Hum dee 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 dee. Hum dee dee doo. How long?